the more I pursued nursing, the more I pursued school, the more I pursued those things that I didn't actually care about, right? the more I was led to a really dark place, and I was feeding my depression and my anxiety. And in 2015, it got really bad, and I didn't want to be here anymore. I didn't want to just give up on nursing. I wanted to give up on life. I didn't want to be here anymore.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Parker Kane. Now, Parker is a beatboxer, musician, speaker, and podcast host. His viral video, McDubstep, where he beatboxes with a McDonald's cup and straw, has now been seen over 1 billion times on Facebook. The video landed him his very own official McDonald's commercial, too. And Parker continues to bring his message and story to stages and podcasts around the United States. But Parker also gave up on his dream. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Parker Kane, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to talk about you going to become a nurse, and then you didn't. I mean, nursing sounds like a great career path. Good job, good life, you're helping people. It sounds lovely. So what the heck happened? Why'd you quit? is that too forceful of a way to ask that question, Parker?
No, I love it. It stems from something way before that. But basically, I grew up in a single parent household. For the majority of my life, it was just my mom, my single mom, and then raising my sister and I. And so naturally, like, we didn't really have that much. And I saw my mom work her butt off all the time just to help us as a family survive. So we never had much. My mom did never go to college or complete college or anything. And so from an early age, it was always implanted in my brain, like, you have to go to college, you have to get a real job. And I don't care what the real job is, but whatever you kind of are drawn towards, like, do that. And I just naturally, from a young age, was really drawn to medical. Like, I'd play with the little toy cars on the car mats, and I'd always want to be the ambulance. And I was obsessed with, like, the Lifelight helicopters, and I did Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout, fun fact. when I did Boy Scouts, I did the mile swim, and I was obsessed with first aid. And so I became a lifeguard, and I did 4 years of lifeguarding. I did 6.5 years of being a CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant. And I was on this whole path to nursing. And more than just nursing, I wanted to be a rich nurse. I wanted to not just be a normal RN. I wanted to be a nurse anesthetist, which is a fun word to try and say. So if you're listening in, just try a couple times to say anesthetist and see how hard you fail, because it took me a while to, maybe it's just me, it took me a while to really hone in on that word. But yeah, I wanted to be a nurse anesthetist and make a good amount of money. You know, they make upwards of 150, 200 grand a year, essentially putting people to sleep before their surgeries and things like that. They do anesthetic work. So that's what I wanted to do, but that was like my whole logical side and my whole like family telling me to pursue something normal side. But at the same time, I was also living this whole other side of my life that I was passionate about, which was beatboxing and music and speaking and creating art and creating content. And I was trying to do both, but you know, one was more guaranteed to make money than the other. And I was just always hoping that at one point my passion side would start making more money so I didn't have to go into the nursing side of things. But I don't think I had that clarity. I just think I was a confused kid, a confused teenager and young adult, just trying to do what was right and to do what was the right course that was going to make me money. So that's really why I got into nursing. And then kind of the pivot point, which Alex, I know I've shared with you personally many times, and I'm excited to share with your listeners. The more I pursued nursing, the more I pursued school, the more I pursued those things that I didn't actually care about, right? The more I was led to a really dark place, and I was feeding my depression and my anxiety. And in 2015, it got really bad. And I'll spare all the sensitive details, but I didn't want to be here anymore. I didn't want to just give up on nursing. I wanted to give up on life. I didn't want to be here anymore. And I got really, to a really dark place, really dark state of depression. Fortunately, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer of God. And I said a prayer, and my prayer was basically, am I supposed to pursue beatboxing? Am I supposed to do these things? Because if not, I don't want to be here. If so, give me a sign. Like, let me know if I'm supposed to stay here and do those things. After that prayer, this was early October 2015, I had some friends reach out to me in college, good old Rexburg, Idaho. I had some friends reach out to me and say, hey, we're going to go on a late night McDonald's run. Do you want to come? My immediate thought was no. Like, for months, I'd been saying no to hanging out with my friends because I was depressed. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to stay home in my room doing my own thing. But I said, like, what are the odds that they'd be reaching out to me right now after my prayer? So I said yes, and I went with them to McDonald's. And my roommate at the time, Sean, he had me, well, asked me, requested that I do the beatbox that I do with a McDonald's cup and that I show everyone that's there. So I started beatboxing with a McDonald's cup. Everyone in the restaurant went quiet, pulled out their phones, started recording it, filming it. It was actually really incredible because, I mean, at that time, the McDonald's was actually pretty hopping, pretty busy. There's this thing in Rexburg called McMidnight that everyone would go to. So it was really, really busy, and everyone went quiet, pulled out their phones, started recording it. My friend Sean asked me if I'd want the video to post on YouTube. And I was like, no, like, it's garbage. It's not even 1080p. I want high quality stuff for my YouTube channel. Like, I don't need that. Fortunately, he posted it on his Facebook account. The next morning at 53,000 views. A week later, it was over 1 million views. In 2017, I found out that it was over 1 billion views on Facebook with all the shares combined and the celebrities that were sharing it out. And it was just insane how much that blew up. But if that wasn't a sign from God, man, I tell you what, I just knew, like, oh my gosh, this is my sign. I'm supposed to stay here. I'm supposed to beatbox. I'm supposed to pursue the things that I'm called to do. And for me, nursing is not my calling. And I'm not saying anything bad about nursing because I love the medical field still. Props to everyone who works so tirelessly in those jobs, especially, you know, depending on when this is going out, we're kind of getting out of all this COVID stuff that's been happening. And like, I know that there's been healthcare workers that have been going crazy into their fields to help other people. And I absolutely love those fields, but for me, that wasn't my calling. And I know that I can impact people even more pursuing these other routes that I can take, these fields that I am extremely passionate about. So, that's the story. That's the full kind of deep dive of the story of why originally I was going into nursing and then why around halfway I pivoted and got out of that and started pursuing what I was passionate about.
And of course, at the end of every podcast, I like to leave some time for you to brag a little bit, for you to tell us what's working for you now. Of course, you have continued to chase this dream and to follow this passion of yours of beatboxing and speaking and motivation as well. So can you tell us where we can go to find you and how we can get involved with what you're doing?
Absolutely. Thanks for giving me a platform to share my story and giving me a platform to share out my links. I would just say to go to my website, parkercane.co. And that's not parkercane.com. It's parkercane.co.co. And from there, just personal preference, whatever social media platforms you want to go check me out on, you can find all of that there at that website. And particularly what's on my website is my podcast. So if you go to the podcast page, you'll find Upbeat with Parker Kane. And the best way to kind of help a brother out, for lack of better words, is to check out the podcast. I appreciate that.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to all of that in the show notes so that people can go and give you a follow and participate with you in living an upbeat life. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much, Parker, for joining me.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Why are we doing things? If you're listening to this, you're probably privileged enough to follow your dreams. So why aren't you? Special thank you to Parker for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Upbeat with Parker Kane, which I can highly recommend as a podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson. The music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.